Let me cue up a little bit of music here because this means... Oh, there it is. A little Don Messer from the old Don Messer's Jubilee. What a show that was that I was forced to watch. That and Peter Puck. I enjoyed that. I got to go to bed after Peter Puck was on.
I remember that now. Oh, my goodness. That's... He was like the Mr. Bill of the Hockey Night in Canada.
You know what I'd like? First of all, is my phone. Has anyone seen my phone? I'd like that. What I'd like is, as we play this song in, hopefully the caller will be able to do a little square dance calling as we bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, have a listen to one of the best square dance callers in Canada, Mr. Grant Marshall, with Mr. Don Messer in the background. Mr. Marshall, can we have a little square dance calling, please? Sir?
All join hands and circle to the left and roll the golden and element left and all you go and jump right up and come down eight. We'll all dance by the garden gate.
Garden gate?
We'll all dance by the garden gate.
Is that a move?
It's a move, baby.
Is that like a do-si-do with a twist?
How are you, Drew? How are you?
Mr. Marshall, thank you for joining us this fine day.
Well, it's a fine day. That's right. We always start with the weather, don't we? And it's a good one.
My dad.
It's a good one.
Any of our family members, including his sister, Ann Elner. Yeah. I haven't talked to Ann Elner for a year. Ann Elner, how are you today? Well, doing well. It's sunny out, and there's got a bit of rain yesterday, and just go right on about the weather.
Is that a Marshall thing, or is it like...
It's a farmer thing, isn't it, Dad? More of a...
Well, of course it is, yeah. The farmers depend so much on the weather, and the rain, and the sun, and, to get a good crop.
Yeah. What was the biggest crop you had?
Well, it was really hay. Hay was the mainstay, of course, of the feeding the cattle through the winter months. And I got started with loose hay. My dad, we cut the hay. He wouldn't cut hay till about the 1st of July, which is a little longer now. And those first 2 weeks in July, we threw in loose hay into the mow. And of course, it was all fed out during the winter months. So the haying was a big, big crop. And of course, sometimes you'd cut the hay and it'd just be ready to draw in, and then you'd have a rain, and then you'd have to wait. It was tough going. But as things went along, then there was bales and round bales, and it was easier to handle.
Well, Tim and I both did a little bit of haying in our teenage years. We had the square bales that we'd throw up in the back of the hay wagon, and sometimes you'd have to get it up about five levels, and sometimes you'd miss and come down and smack you in the head.
Or if you're lucky, the person behind you.
Or the person behind you. Yeah, that's always a good move, yeah. But what kind of hay? You didn't bale it like square bales, did you? Did you use like a pitchfork and make it into those nice little Dutch cones? I don't know what I'm talking about.
And then when there was a team of horses and a hay wagon, and then we had a hay loader attached to the back of the hay wagon. And then you'd drive down the windrow and the hay would come up. And if I got going too fast, Dad would say, "Oh, hey, whoa, you're burying me back here."
And that's why Dad got into the funeral business.
There'd be hay over to hold up. I'm getting swamped back here.
Yeah.
So the team had to walk, very slowly.
What were the name of the horses?
King and Queen and Barney and Babe. There were four of them.
Sounds like the royal family.
King and Queen and Barney and Babe? Well, Meghan Markle is now part of the family. So
that's the Babe part.
You got it. Finally, there's
King
a Babe
and
in
Queen.
There.
No, they were great horses. The Clydesdales, of course.
Right.
And they were the tractors of the early age, and they were the power.
And do you remember the first tractor your dad got?
Oh, yes. We got it. There was a dealer in Shelburne, and Irwin was his name, and they had the tractor's names was Alice Chalmers. It was like the John Deere of back then.
Yeah.
And this dealer, the tractors were orange in color. And the listeners will know the name Alice Chalmers. And we bought one, and then I had the privilege of driving it all the way home from Shelburne on the highway in this brand new tractor. Wow.
People honking behind you. Get out of there.
And that's where Dad learned how to drive very slow in the funeral business.
Well, that's maybe so.
Same speed.
But it did have a high gear. There was a high gear to it, so...
Just the hair would be flapping in the breeze.
Anyway, that saved a lot of work. But we still had the horses. And eventually, the horses then disappeared. But the tractor then came. And then we had a little Ford tractor, a little guy to just kind of do a little running around the farm.
And it was blue.
Gray.
I thought I was finally going to be.
No, you're right. It was gray. You're right. You know more about it than I do.
Listen, meanwhile, back on the farm with Grant Marshall, we've got a fella here who grew up. By the way, Dad, you're going to be turning 84, I believe.
Wow.
Oh,
or is it 85?
I think it might be 85.
I don't even know how old my dad is. 85 in July.
That's right. July, end of July.
Are you pulling for 90?
Oh, of course. Yes, I'm in good shape. Hopefully, I'll make a few more years, Drew.
Yeah, I hope so as well. But considering you're like the bionic man, because how many parts have you had replaced, Dad?
Oh, I've had two knees and two hips. I had the full treatment. I can't go any further.
No, you don't want
to. Two knees and two hips.
Yeah, that's enough metal. You don't need.
That's right. But I must tell you, Drew, I was thinking about my early times on the farm, and eventually, I got to go to camp. There was usually camp is in the summer, obviously, and that's when the work is. But there was a church camp down in Bolton. It was called Cedar Glen. It probably still
it's still there. Yeah, I think so.
Right on the Humber. And I'd be 14 maybe, and I got to go for a week. And, oh, Drew, I was homesick that first few days. It was just terrible. I hadn't been away.
Did you cry?
Oh, well, I had maybe a tear when it got dark.
Did you actually get sick? Because I got homesick at camp, too, and I ended up throwing up.
No, I didn't get sick. But
oh, okay. So
there was a little Christian thing in the mornings, and then a few crafts, and a swim in the afternoon in the Humber, and then after supper there was a big ball game, and it was good. And then I got to go the second year, too. And then I met a girl called Colleen. I've told you about Colleen.
I prefer not to talk about someone other than my mom, please.
Well, she turned out she was the minister's wife.
Oh, Dad, what are you doing?
Oh, the minister's daughter.
Those girls are wild.
The minister's daughter, yeah. Anyway, it was long forgotten, and after camp, never seen that.
Let's get her full name again, Dad. What's her full? Write this down, someone. What's her full name?
Colleen. Oh, now you're going to Hodson, I think. Colleen Hodson.
Hod or Hodge?
Hodgson.
Okay. All right, Dad. We're going to go on a little research experiment here. We're going to try to track down this lady that you made out with when you were 14 years old and homesick.
I'm not so sure I would do that, but she did exist.
Yeah.
And furthermore, I think the dad minister, he was head of United Church. I'm going to say at Inglewood.
Okay. Now there's another clue. United Church, Inglewood. Colleen Hodgson. By the way, if anyone knows this lady, the phone number is 877-569-1250, 877-569-1250.
What's the name of the church again?
It's called the Match Game. What?
The church's name again.
What was the name of the church?
Would it be Inglewood United?
Inglewood United,
yeah.
Get on that, Tim.
I'm working on it.
All right, good. Now, listen, Dad, speaking of technology, have you ever been on the Google?
No, I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
What was the last piece of technology that you actually touched?
I'm talking on it right now.
Oh, man.
I'm talking on it right now. And it's a good one, too. It's a good communicator. What's wrong with the telephone?
Nothing.
I don't know.
As a matter of fact, I hearken back to a time at the cottage when we had party line. And we've talked about this on the show before.
Yes, we did.
And what was the ring? It had two long rings, and it was our... It was a phone call for us, right? Two long rings at the cottage?
That's right. Yeah, it was.
But the odd time I would pick up the phone when it was a long and a short, and I would listen in on other people's
calls. Yeah, you could. It was a party line, of course.
Yeah.
On the farm, we had one long and three shorts.
Well, that's irritating.
Yeah, one long and three. But if it rang, and it did, of course, then we knew enough to answer it.
When you were dating my mom,
yes,
would you phone each other and talk mushy stuff on the phone?
Not so much, Drew. In those days, it was letter writing.
Oh, right? I've heard of that. Yep.
We would write letters back and forth. And your mom went to Guelph General, to train as a nurse.
Right.
So once a week, a letter would be sent to Guelph, and I get the one in return.
Did you ever put perfume on it?
No, I never.
A little Jeannette?
No. But we were letter writers, and we looked forward. See, I told you about long distance. That was a no-no in our house.
What do you mean? Oh, long? You mean phone calls?
Yeah.
Dad,
they cost money.
You might remember this, Father. Do you remember when I was living with you as a teenager that sometimes the phone bills were a little high?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it might have been. I'm not too sure, but I guess
you're not too sure. Dad, there were $700 phone bills.
What? Oh,
we had a strong discussion about this one time.
I've long forgotten about that.
Oh, I'm so glad I just threw myself under the bus again. Why? Why?
Where
what are you doing?
You call?
Oh, some girl. It was always
where?
A girl.
Though, where?
I don't know. I met her at Teen Ranch and she lived in. Look, in those days, you could call someone 50 miles away and it cost you $3 a minute.
Yeah, I remember those days.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was long distance.
Yeah. Well, any other stories, Father? Because I want to make sure that we don't interrupt you in case you've come prepared with another story about Meanwhile Back on the Farm. Because that's a segment, Meanwhile Back on the Farm, with Grant Marshall, my dad.
Well, it's the haying story, and of course, it's the camp story. And then eventually we got to, I got to have a car. You know, the family car was the only car, and once in a while I got to drive it on weekends, and Saturday night it was kind of a plus.
Did you ever go drag racing?
No, Drew. No. No, we don't.
Like
do
with
that.
The horses?
Yeah, no. Not with the horses. But I should tell you about softball. We had the little communities around our area had a softball team, and we played almost like in a farmer's field. It was pretty rough. But the paths were, I guess, beat down. There was a bit of a net at the back, but I think at Camilla I think I can point the field out even yet.
Those are when you're playing softball in the farmer's field. The dangerous thing is the grounders, because those suckers pop up at you any time. They just hit a groundhog hole or something, and right?
And if you were a fielder, you know, you started out with grass up to your ankles and then the knees.
You pat it down by the ninth inning.
I know. The clover and the Timothy, it was tough slugging out in the outfield, for sure.
That's a good name for a couple of kids, Clover and Timothy.
Yeah. Like Prince and Babe and what were those other horse names?
It was kind of competitive, and our team was Camilla, of course, and then there was Mona Center and Valesi and softball teams, not the professionals, but it was fun to do.
Did you ever have any guys in your team that chawed tobacco?
No, we can't say. Maybe smoked the odd
bit. Oh, Dad, that's disgusting.
And my dad bought me a glove. I used to play first base, and the glove I had, they called it a trapper, you know. And if a ball was either showed a cup my way, you know, I had it because it was about 4 inches beyond your grip.
Yeah.
You had this ball. And I had that for a long, long time, this trapper glove.
I think that your baseball skills was what sealed the deal with my mom, right? She saw you playing the field.
Right, yes, probably. Anyway, we had a lot of fun, and they were good times. And it was a recreation because, you know, farming is pretty hard work through the summer months, haying and harvesting and all the rest of it.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a recreation in the evenings.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most popular segment, and I have no idea why, on the Drew Marshall Show. Meanwhile, back in the farm with Grant Marshall. What a pleasure to chat with you, sir, each and every month.
Well, have a good day, Drew, and Tim as well, and all the people that are on the station there. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Dad. Take care.
Okay.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Dad. Oh, Grant Marshall.
He's a cool guy.
We never had this kind of relationship growing up, as
really?
You might imagine.
Yeah. $700
phone bills, setting the garage on fire, stuff like that.
Eating all the ice cream.
all the ice cream, all the Chapman's ice cream, and applesauce, pork chops, and applesauce. Okay.